Uplink, the WRCO newsletter, local and only from WRCO-FM.
You are listening to WRCO 100.9 FM in Richland Center. The time is 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Mike DeBusky. At a campaign stop in Nevada today, former President Trump would not say whether he'd denounce multiple bomb threats that have been directed towards schools and media outlets in Springfield, Ohio. It comes as he's continued to falsely claim that Haitian immigrants in the area are eating pets.
There are these kinds of extreme allegations, false claims about migrants eating pets in Springfield, Ohio, and that has kind of taken a life form of itself. And as we've seen, you know, these bomb threats threatening medical facilities and schools over the past couple of days. We also have heard from a city spokesperson telling ABC News that the bomb threats appear to have been a case of many cases of swatting. And so you kind of are seeing a little bit of that, how it's affecting that community.
ABC's Christiane Cordero. Union leaders and Boeing officials head to the bargaining table this week to figure out how to end a workers' strike over wages and pension plans. This is ABC News. Experience. An NFL quarterback is being urged to retire at the age of just 26. ABC's Ike Ajachi has the story.
Growing calls for Miami Dolphin quarterback Tua Tagovailoa to focus on his health or retire altogether after suffering that huge hit and yet another concussion during Thursday night's game. This is now Tagovailoa's third diagnosed concussion of his NFL career. The QB ruled out of the game in the third quarter after colliding with Bills safety DeMar Hamlin.
A new study finds the brains of teenagers aged rapidly during the COVID-19 lockdown era.
The authors hypothesized that adolescent girls were affected more than boys because they may be more dependent on that social interaction and being able to connect with their friends.
ABC News medical contributor Dr. Alok Patel. He says parents should not panic about the study, but rather pay attention to the emotional well-being of their teens. Mike DeBusky, ABC News.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO's evening news is sponsored by TC Autoworks, a quality pre-owned dealer with a full-service automotive repair facility for foreign and domestic cars and trucks. Partly to mostly cloudy tonight with a small chance of a shower, low 62. Partly cloudy tomorrow, it will be warm and somewhat humid with highs in the mid to upper 80s. And partly cloudy tomorrow night, areas of fog likely after midnight, low 60. Currently in Richland Center, it's cloudy and our current temperature is 79 degrees.
TC AutoWorks is your one-stop vehicle experts. From routine maintenance to complex repairs or your next vehicle purchase, you can trust the team at TC AutoWorks for all your automotive needs. TC AutoWorks is your steering and suspension specialist. From tires, shocks, suspension parts to steering components, TC AutoWorks is now offering financing on repairs over with qualifying credit. See dealer for details. TC AutoWorks, Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
Today is Saturday, September 14th. Good evening for WRCO News. Sitting in for Phil Nee, I'm Tim Theed. Missing 3-year-old Elijah Vu has been found. Two Rivers Police Chief Ben Meinert.
It is with a heavy heart that I announce to you today those remains were identified as Elijah Vu.
Police say a hunter discovered Elijah's remains last weekend on private property near the town of Two Rivers. They were positively identified by the Wisconsin Crime Lab through DNA testing. The 3-year-old was reported missing on February 20th of this year. In a press briefing yesterday, Meinert expressed his deep sadness at the outcome of the investigation.
This is not the outcome that we hoped for. The family's devastated. We're devastated. Our community is devastated. I never met Elijah, but I watched that 3-year-old boy bring out the best in this community.
Police say the investigation will now pivot to a death investigation. Governor Tim Walz is traveling on the New Way Forward tour to speak directly with voters about the stakes of this election for Wisconsinites. This is Governor Walz's fourth visit to Wisconsin since becoming vice president, Harris's running mate, in a state that was won by only 20,000 votes in 2020. Governor Walz's trip reflects the Harris-Walz campaign laser-focused commitment, narrowing the margins in rural areas, a key part of the path to victory in Wisconsin.
We get the privilege of being alive at the time to fight this incredibly important fight in the long history of American democracy. We get the chance over 53 days to talk to our neighbors and tell them why this matters. We get to look at our children and the young people and say, this politics can be fun. This politics can be inspirational. This politics can lift us all up, and you get to be part of something because each one of us gets a single vote and puts it forward. But when we come together around shared values, those values of freedom, you saw it in Chicago, we made it very clear. There's only one party right now stands for freedom, and that's us, right here.
The Harris-Walz campaign is competing everywhere in Wisconsin. Walz's visit yesterday and today highlights the choice facing Wisconsinites between Donald Trump and the Harris-Walz vision for the future.
I want to be clear about this because I'm a little bit of shame on folks. I heard some people like they thought they were being complimentary, said, wow, she did so great. I'm really surprised. Why are you surprised? Why were you surprised? She's a prosecutor, county attorney, Attorney General of California, United States Senator, Vice President of the United States. You saw the other night, some of those questions should have been very easy. And let me say this, standing in the Ukrainian bakery in Wausau, Wisconsin, in front of Ukrainians whose country's at war defending democracy, the answer is simple. Ukraine must win the war.
Governor Tim Walz was stumping yesterday in Mosinee. Vice President Kamala Harris plans to return to Wisconsin, a key swing state in the presidential election. She'll be back in the state on Friday for the fourth time since she launched her White House campaign in July. Harris's entry into the race has delivered the Democratic Party space in Wisconsin, particularly in areas where she must run up big margins to carry a state that Joe Biden flipped from Republican Donald Trump in 2020. Her campaign says that since she entered the race, supporters in Wisconsin have knocked on more than 500,000 doors, and that since last week's debate with Trump, the campaign has signed up more than 3,000 new volunteers. The Biden administration has asked an appeals court to revive a Trump-era rule that lifted Remaining Endangered Species Act's protections for gray wolves in the U.S. If successful, the move would put the predators under state's oversight and would allow hunting in the Great Lakes region, which has been suspended by a court order. Protections will remain in place pending the court's decision. Friday's court filings follows years of political acrimony as wolves have repopulated some areas of western U.S., sometimes attacking livestock and eating big game. Environmental groups want the expansion to continue. Gray wolves occupy only a fraction of their historic range. A former employee at a troubled Wisconsin prison has pleaded guilty to smuggling contraband into the maximum security prison. 47-year-old William Lee Holman pleaded guilty in federal court on Thursday to a charge of conspiracy to commit bribery concerning programs receiving federal funds. The Appleton Post-Crescent reports Holman was working as a facilities repair worker at the Waupun Correctional Institution when he smuggled items including cell phones, tobacco products, and controlled substances into the prison in exchange for money. Governor Tony Evers' office said in March the federal authorities were investigating an apparent smuggling operation involving employees at the prison. Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, the combined state chamber and manufacturers association, announced 9 companies as recipients of the Wisconsin Business Friend of the Environment Award. For 34 years, WMC has presented this award to companies that have demonstrated environmental leadership through sustainability stewardship and innovation. The program, sponsored by WM, seeks to demonstrate to state policymakers and the public that businesses are leading in sound environmental practices. Awards are presented based on company size and type of environmental activity. Businesses must demonstrate they have made significant improvements in one of 3 areas: sustainability, environmental stewardship, or environmental innovation. Among the 2024 Business Friend of the Environment Award winners were Primex Plastics of Reedsburg, the recipient of an Environmental Stewardship Award, and Virent Incorporated of Madison received an Environmental Innovation Award. Today is Military Day at the Vernon County Fair. All active or retired military personnel will be admitted free with ID. This livestock sale will get underway tonight at 6 in the Livestock Arena. End the night in the Demo Derby at 7 in the Grandstand. Cost of admission to the Grandstand is $5 with children 5 and under admitted for free. Daily admission to the fair is $10 for adults 16 and older and $5 for seniors 65 plus and children 6 to 15. And children 5 and under are admitted for free. A full list of the events of the Vernon County Fair can be found online at vernoncountyfair.com. The Richland Hospital and Clinic's Centennial Celebration will culminate tomorrow morning at Kroska Park in Richland Center. A 5K run walk will begin at 10 at the Killian Meyer Building. Community members are encouraged to participate free of charge, to gather in the park after the race for birthday cake, lawn games, live music, and food. The first in a series of informational meetings concerning the Ithaca School District referendum will be held tomorrow morning at 10:45 at St. Mary's Catholic Church at Keysville's Reception Hall. Voters are being asked to authorize the Ithaca School District to exceed the revenue limit by $1.3 million per year for 4 years for non-recurring purposes. The question will be asked on the ballot in the upcoming election on Tuesday, November 5th. Additional informational sessions will be held leading up to the election. For more information, check out the Ithaca School District webpage. Wisconsin 130 and Wisconsin 133 intersection across the river to Porter Road in Lone Rock, Iowa, Richland, Sauk counties will be closed September 16th through September 30th for the Wisconsin 130 North tie-in roadway construction to be conducted safely and efficiently. The posted east detour route will utilize Wisconsin 130, Wisconsin 23, and US 14 through Spring Green. The west detour route will utilize Wisconsin 133, Wisconsin 80, Wisconsin 60, and US 14 through Muscadet. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is accepting nominations for the 2024 Recycling Excellence Awards through September 16th. The Recycling Excellence Award showcases and celebrates outstanding recycling efforts, innovation, and performance for communities, nonprofits, schools, and businesses throughout Wisconsin. Food waste recovery or diversion programs, are also eligible. Awards are offered in four categories: overall program, projects and initiatives, innovation and special events. Entities can self-nominate or submit an application on behalf of another program. The nomination should include supporting materials such as outreach samples, data or graphs, and high-resolution photos. The award winners will be featured on the DNR's website and social media accounts. The nomination form, information about the categories, and profiles of past award winners can be found on the Wisconsin Recycling Excellence Awards webpage. WRCO News time is 5:13. WRCO News will continue right after this with today's vital statistics.
Are you a skilled mechanic who loves working outdoors? The House on the Rock Attraction and Resort is hiring a golf and groundskeeping maintenance mechanic. This full-time, year-round position offers a unique opportunity to keep the beautiful grounds in top shape. Apply now by calling 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. That's 608-935-3639, extension 1201. Join the House on the Rock and make a difference every day.
Today is Saturday, September 14th. Edward L. Franck, 95 of Lafarge, died Wednesday at Bethel Oaks, Viroqua. Funeral services will be held on Monday at 11 at the Lafarge Free Methodist Church. Burial will follow in the Bear Creek Cemetery. Friends may call at the Lafarge Free Methodist Church on Monday from 9 until the time of service at 11. The Clary Memorial Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements. Edward L. Franck, 95 of Lafarge.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
This is meteorologist Heath Bradberg for WRCO. We've got plenty of sunshine we've had for the last several days. Warmer temperatures have continued to stick around with us as we continue getting into the rest of the weekend, as well as this next week as well. Jet stream has moved a little bit more to the north, though. We've got this high pressure system that's been giving us the warmer conditions and sunshine, and we're going to continue to have a slight bit elevation in the humidity levels as well. Now, as we head into later today, we are expecting partly to mostly cloudy skies. Small chance of showers could be pushing through, but we're only expecting light sprinkles with this particular system. Lows tonight are expected to be in the upper 50s to low 60s. For Sunday, we're looking at partly cloudy skies, warm and somewhat on the humid side as well. Mid to upper 80s can be expected for highs on our Sunday. For Sunday night, we're looking at partly cloudy skies. Areas of fog are expected after midnight, lows mostly in the upper 50s to low 60s. And heading into our Monday, we are looking at mostly sunny skies, warm temperatures, and a slight bit on the humid side as well. We're looking at mid to upper 80s for highs once again. Getting into our Tuesday, we're looking at mostly sunny skies with warmer than average temperatures sticking around. As I said, that high pressure system been pulling in the warmer temperatures from the south. Highs are expected to be low to mid 80s. Wednesday, we're looking at a mix of sun and clouds with more humidity. Low to mid 80s for highs once again. Getting into our Thursday, another day of mostly sunny skies and still a bit on the warmer side. We're actually going to get mid to upper 80s for a Thursday. Heading into Friday, it's going to be a slight bit cooler, mostly sunny with spotty isolated showers are possible. Highs expected to be in the low to mid 80s. I'm meteorologist Heath Bradberg for WRCO.
You work hard every day to make ends meet and provide for the future. Scam artists also work hard, hoping to rob you of your hard work. Richland County Bank stands ready to answer your questions and help you protect yourself. The bank is echoing advice provided by the IRS. Throughout the year, taxpayers should watch for new versions of tax-related scams. One such scam involves fake property liens. It threatens taxpayers with a tax bill from a fictional government agency. The non-existent agencies might have a legitimate-sounding name like the Bureau of Tax Enforcement. There is no such agency. The scams may also reference the IRS to confuse potential victims into thinking the letter is from a real agency. For anyone who doesn't owe taxes and has no reason to think they do, they should contact the appropriate authorities. Taxpayers who do owe tax or think they might owe should review their tax account information and payment options at irs.gov. Reviewing tax account information online will show the taxpayer if they indeed owe the IRS and how much. If you need help, stop by Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center is cloudy and 78 degrees after a daytime high of 84 and a morning low of 58. Yesterday's high was 85 and we received no precipitation. Record high set back in 1939 is 93 degrees with a record low of 30 set back in 1975. Last year's high was 75 with a low of 40. Sunset will take place tonight at 7:14 and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 6:41. The winds are calm. Our barometric reading is 30.00. Our relative humidity is 71%. And with that humidity, it feels like it's 82 degrees outside, and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 78 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. Are you looking for a fun weekend with a touch of tradition? Come on down to the 93rd Viola Horse and Colt Show Friday, September 20th and Saturday, September 21st. We've got something for everyone. From the grand parade to exciting horse, truck, and tractor pulls, stroll through the lively midway, grab some delicious food, and take a chance at winning one of our two $2,500 cash prizes in this year's raffle. And make sure to stick around for the big finale, the Tradesman Band, rocking the stage Saturday, September 21st. It's all happening at the 93rd Annual Horse and Colt Show in Viola. Don't miss out. We'll see you there.
WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede. Sports is sponsored by members of the WRCO Sports Boosters Club.
Eastside BP, open at 5 a.m. Monday through Saturday, 6 on Sunday. Stop in for kitchen fresh sandwiches, pizza, donuts, and a touch-free or self-serve car wash. Philbeck Family of Dealerships sells the best in new and pre-owned cars and trucks. The customer is first with Philbeck Family of Dealerships, Highland, Boscobel, Richland Center, and Prairie du Chien. And call Gander's Cleaning Service, your certified carpet cleaning technicians for carpet and upholstery steam cleaning and janitorial services.
Today in eight-player football, it was Waniwak Weston defeating Monticello by a score of 42-14. And yesterday in eight-player football, area teams that played include Kickapoo Lafarge defeating Belmont 26-12, and Highland beat Wisconsin Heights last night 36-28. A few other local area scores from last night from high school football include, it was a closer game than what the score was, but Lancaster beat Richland Center by a score of 28-12. It was also River Valley beating Broadhead Judah 22-20, and also Ithaca beat Bangor by a score of 14-10. It was Riverdale over Wauseka Steuben Seneca by a score of 28-7, and Boscobel beat Blackhawk, or they lost to Blackhawk Warren, I should say, by a score of 54-9. Today, a big cross-country invitational took place. It was the River Valley Blackhawk Invitational. It was held at Spring Green Municipal Golf Course. And area teams that finished in the competition or placed include, in Varsity Girls Small Schools, it was Viroqua finishing second, coming in fourth was Fenimore, Boscobel finished fifth, River Ridge eighth, Prairie du Chien ninth, Riverdale came in 10th, Wauseka Steuben placed 12th, it was Iowa Grant 14th, and in 15th place it was Hillsboro. In Varsity Girls Large Schools, Dodgeville Mineral Point came in 3rd place. It was Lancaster coming in 5th, Baraboo 13th, Richland Center Ithaca placed 14th, River Valley 16th, Reedsburg Area Schools 17th, Wisconsin Dells 18th, and Platteville 19th. Also in Varsity Boys Small Schools, it was Boscobel coming in 2nd, Fenimore 3rd, Riverdale 5th, Iowa Grant 6th, Lancaster 10th, Prairie du Chien came in 11th, River Ridge 13th, Wauseka Steuben 14th, Viroqua 15th, and Hillsboro 18th. And in Varsity Boys Large Schools, Dodgeville Mineral Point placed 5th, came in 5th place, Baraboo 9th, Richland Center Ithaca 11th, Platteville 14th, Reedsburg 16th, and River Valley came in 20th. Jalen Milroe threw 3 touchdowns and ran for 2 more as number 4 Alabama made a rare trip north and posted a 42-10 win over Wisconsin today. Wisconsin lost quarterback Tyler Van Dyke to an apparent knee injury on the game's first series. Milroe went 12 of 17 for 196 yards and a touchdown pass to Ryan Williams, as well as Jeremy Bernard and Josh Suavis. He also rushed for 75 yards on 14 carries. Alabama was playing in its first true road game against a team from the north of the Mason-Dixon line since a 27-11 victory at Penn State in 2011. Elsewhere in the Big Ten, it was Michigan beating Arkansas State by a score of 28-16, and Illinois beat Central Michigan by a score of 30-9. And in the WEAC, it was Wisconsin Whitewater beating Roosevelt 24-14. Wisconsin Stevens Point beats St. Norbert 24-3. It was Coe over Wisconsin. Wisconsin-Eau Claire in 2 overtimes by a score of 43-41, and Wisconsin La Crosse defeated Northern Michigan by a score of 35-21. Wisconsin quarterback Tyler Van Dyke was carted out into the locker room after being injured on the opening drive against number 4 Alabama. Van Dyke clutched his right knee after a third down scramble. The Miami transfer had his head in his hands as the cart headed towards the locker room. Braden Locke took over for Van Dyke. Locke started 3 games in place of an injured Tanner Mordecai last season. The Badgers announced at halftime that Van Dyke would not return. Wisconsin went on a 42-10 loss. Rhys Hoskins hit a two-run homer. Freddie Peralta pitched five effective innings, and the Milwaukee Brewers increased their NL Central lead with a 2-1 win over the Arizona Diamondbacks last night. Hoskins hit his 24th homer off Eduardo Rodriguez in the fourth inning, and five Milwaukee pitchers shut down baseball's highest-scoring offense. Peralta allowed a run on six hits, and Devin Williams worked a perfect ninth for his 12th save in 13 opportunities. The Brewers extended their NL Central lead to 10 games after the Chicago Cubs lost by a score of 9-5 to Colorado. Arizona was limited to six hits to drop into a tie with San Diego for the top NL wild card spot. And you can hear the broadcast of Game 2 of that three-game series tonight. And pregame will be starting at 6:35, and that'll be on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450. First pitch will be at 7:10. And the Green Bay Packers have listed quarterback Jordan Love as questionable for tomorrow's home opener with the Indianapolis Colts as he recovers from an injury to his left medial collateral ligament. Love hasn't practiced all week since hurting his knee in the third-to-last play of the Packers' season-opening 34-29 loss to the Philadelphia Eagles in Brazil. Malik Willis will start at quarterback if Love is unable to play. The Packers injury report also lists wide receiver Jayden Reed and running back Marshawn Lloyd as questionable after both practiced on a limited basis Friday. And you'll be able to hear the broadcast of that game on right here on WRC 100.9 FM tomorrow, with the pregame starting at 10. Kickoff for that contest will be at noon. And WRCO Sports has been sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. I'm Tim Thede.
Your local Cobuson team is proud to be the Richland School District's bus company. Join the Cobuson family of drivers. No experience necessary. Call 647-4446. Jones Chevrolet Buick offers the very best sales, parts, body shop work, and GM certified service. Chevy, find new roads. And Julie Cairn State Farm Insurance, here to help life go right, offering auto, home, business, life, disability insurance, and financial service.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
It's crunch time at A&W. Our double barbecue bacon crunch burgers are made with a tangy sauce, smoky bacon, and crispy fried onions. And believe us, it tastes even better than it sounds. Try one today, only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
Hey neighbor, have you ever heard of Bug Tussle? No?
Well, listen up.
Bug Tussle Internet is a Wisconsin-based internet provider that's committed to providing internet to many of our rural areas. Yes, Bug Tussle. What a great name and a great price for internet, starting at just $45 per month. But hurry, this offer ends September 30th. Get details now at btussle.com. That's btussel.com. Your neighbor has Bug Tussle. You should too.
Jay's Power Center in Reedsburg is a one-stop power sports center with a commitment to quality customer service. It starts when you step in the door, and it never ends as long as you're a customer. From a snowblower to clear a short in-town driveway, to a UTV to enjoy a ride with family and friends, to a new Polaris slingshot, Triumph motorcycle, or hard-working Mahindra tractor, and a whole lot more, Jay's Power Center is a one-stop shop. Visit jayspowercenter.com or stop in today at Jay's Power Center, East Main Street, Reedsburg. Hello again, everyone. Welcome to another backtracking show on WRCO. Tonight we go back to the 70s and 80s once again. Look at some music headlines, some chart toppers, and some music notes
We start off on a somber note looking back to 2019 when we are hearing the news about the death of Eddie Money, one of our favorite singers from the backtracking era. We remember Eddie tonight with one of his big hits, I Wanna Go Back. Track and remembering Eddie Money here on WRCO as we keep you company on a Saturday with some awesome tunes. We go to some movie music next for our backtrack and look back at 1983. Number one this week for Michael Cimbello. He is not a household name, but the movie became a big success. Here's Maniac from the movie Flashdance.
With them still
Matt Track on WRCO Radio. Next up, another movie song. The movie and the title of the song were named in honor of a weather phenomenon, which luminous plasma is created by a corona discharge from a sharp or pointed object in a strong electric field in the atmosphere. Any guesses for the title of the movie? St. Elmo's Fire. That became the title of a 1985 movie directed by Joel Schumacher, featuring Demi Moore, Rob Lowe, Andrew McCarthy, Emilio Estevez, and the Brat Packers, featuring a group of friends just out of college struggling with adulthood. And the number one song this weekend in 1985 belonged to John Parr, St. Elmo's Fire, Man in Motion. Backtrack and Show from WRCL continues in just a moment here on FM 100.9.
Thoughts produce feelings. Feelings produce actions. Actions have consequences. That's especially true with temptations of many sorts. Thoughts produce feelings. Feelings produce actions. Actions have consequences. Criminals, drug addicts, alcoholics all understand the statement. What begins in the mind as a simple thought of looking at that pornographic image or taking that first drink or swiping that DVD from the store leads to a feeling of desire to have that item or take that drug, which intensifies to the thrill that it will produce, which leads to the act of giving into that temptation, which leads to a life drawn down into the bottom of the barrel of life, which leads to the consequences of destroyed lives, relationships, and possibly even a prison sentence. But that statement can also be true in the spiritual sense of good living. Thoughts produce feelings, feelings produce actions, actions have consequences. Philippians 4:8 says, "Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things." When our minds are involved in thinking about righteous living and becoming like Christ, those thoughts will produce the feeling of joy in our relationship with the Almighty, which will lead us to acts of mercy and love, which will bring us the consequence or the reward of a life lived rightly, sitting on the Father's lap and enjoying His face. I'm Pastor Tim, and you've been listening to Life Tracks. Think on the good things.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
Jay's Power Center in Reedsburg is so much more than power sports. Jay's has Triton trailers, Intense Electric Assist mountain bikes, Mahindra tractors, Triumph motorcycles, Bad Boy lawnmowers, and Cub Cadet mowers. Jay's Power Center services what it sells and everything else. Jay's Power Center has a huge inventory of new and used equipment on hand. Come in or call 768-3297 today. Jay's Power Center Reedsburg is ready to help you get you and your family outside and ready to enjoy. The 12th of September is a special day in our house. My lovely bride, June, and I have been married since 1987. So it's been a great ride, and music's been a big part of that. And back when we were going out, I would find songs to dedicate to her all the time, and we had several songs that we considered were ours. This one is one that came out in the year of 1980, and it was from a movie called Melanie, a movie that was quickly forgotten, but some very good music came from that. Burton Cummings, former lead singer of the Guess Who, was out on his own with some solo songs and music and was really hitting it big, even in the movies, as a star in the movie Melanie. This song from that soundtrack I dedicated to my lovely bride.
We went together. Second record on the radio seemed like our song. How we hurt each other. Oh, baby, it was so wrong. Something in the bottom of my heart will keep me holding on. We were lovers in the young and strong and bold days. Turned him into treasure out of silver and gold days. Even though we're older, there's still nothing like the old days. Something in the bottom of my heart will keep me holding on. Cause you saved my
WRCO.
We move to 1974. Next up in our chart headlines, with the current album fulfilling this first finale, sitting atop the Billboard 200 chart, Stevie Wonder kicked off his first tour since an accident left him in a coma for 4 days a year earlier. A log fell on the car he was riding in as it passed a lumber truck. Stevie, considering himself a very lucky man to be alive. From that album, here we go with Boogie On, Reggae Woman.
I like to see you boogie right across the floor. Can I play?
Backtracking on WRCO Radio on this Saturday, we leave you with this tune from this week in 1979, the hottest single in the land. It became one of the biggest hits of all time, number one for a total of 7 weeks. Doug Feiger wrote this about his girlfriend. She had a very unique name, and she was a beauty. Those of us who had the original 45 picture sleeve know how pretty that she was, and still is. The Neck, number one in 79 with My Sharona.
Some great tunes from